I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Marcus Samuelson is one of America's top chefs. That's official. He recently won the TV cooking competition Top Chef Masters. Samuelson's prowess in the kitchen has earned him great reviews from the New York Times and accolades nationwide. Marcus Samuelson's journey began in Ethiopia, where he was born. His mother died when he was 3 years old, and he was adopted by a couple from Sweden, and that's where he grew up. Samuelson's food reflects influences from the places he's been, Sweden, Ethiopia, and Harlem in New York City, where he now lives. Today we're going to hear about Marcus Samuelson's taste, not in food, but in music. We asked him to share some of his favorite music tracks with us.
This is Goodfella by Gigi. She's an Ethiopian artist that lives here in New York, but it's from Ethiopia, my home country. And like most Ethiopians, I feel very connected. Like all Ethiopians, I feel very connected. And I think what Gigi's done here, she's really found this perfect balance between keeping the singing in Amharic and the Ethiopian sound, but also with a very contemporary sound. It's very complex. It's layered, right? You have definitely her voice that is just strong and very powerful. But then you have this very poppy sound, but that underneath all that, you can tell it's Ethiopian music underneath all of that. It's mystique. It makes you want to go to Ethiopia, you know, a contemporary version of Ethiopia. I was raised right around music at home. We didn't have a particular very expensive home, but we had a Bang Olufsen stereo that was like, as a kid, you were not even allowed to go up to it, but when you were there with my mom, she was very specific about the music that we listened to. We listened to Maria Makeba. We listened to Bob Marley. I remember the first album she ever gave me was Uprising with Bob Marley. She said, "Our family listens to Bob Marley." That's what she said to me, specifically. Okay, mom. As we enter, come the critic upon the biggest adventure. Must be the picture that you ever thought you could. This is a fun track by Nas and Damian Marley, As We Enter. This is such a good cut. It's such a fun cut because it also puts two different worlds together, right? It puts Jamaica and Ethiopia together. But then you have Queens, Nas, New York. In the background, you have this incredible tune from Ethiopic, which was really music that was captured and made in the 60s and 70s in Ethiopia. And I just think it's just fun to have it as a backdrop to Damian and Nas. Just fills you up and makes you excited. Where I live in Harlem, it's called Little West Africa. And if you are in Harlem, come up on a Saturday or Sunday on the west side, you'll see big, tall Senegalese, West African men, Mali, Ghana, and they come from the mosque, or they just come and eat, talk, and converse. And out of their cars, you hear Jusur, Salif, you hear West African music, you can buy West African films, DVDs, you can buy ginger juice. It's truly a whole subculture. So this is Salif Keita, Tomorrow. Music part is the first palette into West Africa for a lot of non-West African. If you're not going to Dakar If you don't have the opportunity to do that, go and get some Salif or go and get some Jasur and listen to that first. And your aesthetic will change and you will hear something new. Then come uptown and eat some of the food. And I think then you will understand the food better and you will understand a culture a little bit better. The language becomes an instrument. To be very, you know, free not to understand the language. Cooking is like that too. Many places where I started working in France and Germany, I didn't understand the language, but I have to cook. And a cook can hang. You can do fine without the language. And you have to pick up other things, rhythms, dance, maybe on a concert. And in the kitchen, you have to pick up sound, smell, taste. And you have to flow with that. I remember one of the first times I learned English words was actually through, not through necessarily through world music, but I was running up to my best friend's house, and we just looked at this cover of, I think it's called Detroit City with Kiss. And these guys had makeup on, and we didn't know if they were like, I've never seen anything like this. So I just remember one of the first words that we learned playing that this air guitar was like, first I drink, then I smoke. That was the line, and we were about 6 or 7. If I want to think about a person that brings Sweden together from a social level and from a music level, of course, it's this guy. I don't care if you're 9 or 90, you have his songs in your iPad. This is my buddy Timbuktu. Alla vill till himlen, men ingen vill dö. Which really means everyone wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. He is half American, half Swedish. His father was born here in Harlem. And he does his accent in Swedish, which is not just Swedish. He's from a small place called Skåne. And when he raps, when he spits in this dialect, which, if you're from Sweden, you can't do anything but just to love him for that. You know, he doesn't try to do a upgraded Stockholm version or anything like that. No, he sticks to his accent, which is brilliant.
That Swedish rapper Timbuktu, a favorite of New York-based top chef Marcus Samuelsson. Our story was produced by the world's Alex Galifant. By the way, Marcus Samuelsson's new restaurant called Red Rooster Harlem opens in New York next month. You can see a video of Samuelsson cooking for kids in Harlem. It's at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Lisa Mullins. Thanks for listening.